Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who listens to trap music and still loves the Lord? Me, that's who. Phone lines are jam-packed. Good to be back with you. Okay, in the studio, highlighting great people doing great things, I have my dear friend, Pastor Sabrina McKenzie, pastor of God House International in Illinois, author of four books, including the latest release, Leading in a Man's World, founder of Dancing Preachers International. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am doing quite excellent. Thank you for being on the program. You got a lot going on in your world.
Yes, one was left out. Candidate for State Senate, 41. Excited.
Now, because you said that I now have to bring your opponent on the show.
It's okay. He won't come. You black people.
Yeah.
It's okay. He won't come.
He's not going to show up. We've had a couple that we tricked on the program.
Did you?
Man, yeah. As a matter of fact, the current superintendent of school came on the show. And I said, wait a minute. He actually said yes? Because typically, the team researches who I am before they come on the show.
Exactly.
And they respectfully decline.
Respectfully.
Especially if they on that BS, right? Uh-huh, they just say, we'll pass. We have a scheduling conflict.
Sounds like them.
Right.
Sounds right.
Right. So what else you got happening?
I'm so excited. Next week, actually on Wednesday, we have a conference called Dancing Preachers International. And this is one of the largest out of five dance conferences, praise and worship conferences in the world, where we bring dancers together to learn how to do praise and worship. So on Sunday mornings, when you see those women with flags, banners, and streamers turning and spinning, those are dancing preachers. We're teaching prophetic dance, worship dance, warfare dance, and travail dance. And the biggest conference happens right here in Atlanta.
I enjoy when I preach at a church and there's a really, really powerful and spiritual dance beforehand.
Yeah.
I've been the brother that will stand up and cry.
Wow.
Because there is something about it. I remember when it first kind of came on the scene many years ago. Uh-huh. And I was like, what is this about? Right. Mm. And I saw it on television first and it didn't really hit me. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then I had an opportunity to preach at a church maybe about 7 years ago. And they had the praise dancers, praise and worship dancers. And man, that thing hit me, Pastor.
Wow.
It hit me. What is your connection to dance, spiritual dance like?
You know, I used to be a secular dancer. So I danced for artists like Bobby Brown. I did the TLC's video, What About Your Friends? And the list goes on. Mm-hmm. I'm from New York City. So initially, that's how I grew up doing hip hop. And when I got saved, I gave my life to Christ. I came from a Pentecostal background.
Whoa.
So our grandmother was like, you know, if you dance, you're going to hell. If you do this, you're going to hell. If you wear makeup, you're going to hell. If you wear a short skirt, you're going to hell.
If you cut your hair, you're going to hell.
Baby, if you wear earrings, you're going to hell. If
right.
you got baby powder on your neck, you're going to
going
hell, too.
To hell. Yeah.
So I just felt like, okay, dancing is my passion. It's
right.
my gift. I knew it was something that I always did, but they told me that I couldn't do it. When I came to Atlanta to attend Morris Brown College, I saw a young lady at Wings of Faith Ministry with Dr. Dreyfus Smith. She was dancing to a Kirk Franklin song called Silver and Gold, I Would Rather Have
I
Jesus.
Love that song.
Baby,
yeah.
You know I lost it.
Yeah.
So I lost it. I ran up to the front. I started crying, and I'm like, who told you can dance? That began the journey. When the Bible says study to show yourself approved, I read every scripture in the Bible pertaining to dance, surrounding dance. I became a liturgical worshiper. And since then, I've planted 23 ministries around the nation. And we have over 5,000 dance ministries that I mentor firsthand.
That's remarkable. That is remarkable. It definitely has healing power. I've experienced it for myself. Praise and worship dancing is something you can't really explain to people until they experience it. Yeah. And I'm convinced if you're not a spiritual person, you won't get it even in the building. If you don't have some dynamic of spirituality about you. Let's go to a break. We'll come back. I got some Pastor Sabrina McKenzie. Let's talk about your book.
Yes.
All right. You got a book out, and it is called Leading in a Man's World.
Boom.
Should be interesting. Realest Man on Radio. What's happening? Welcome back. Pastor Sabrina McKenzie in the building.
In the building.
They call her the dancing preacher. She used to dance in the videos.
I used to drop it like it's hot.
You used to drop it like it's hot. It's still on YouTube, y'all, if y'all want to check it out.
You wrong for that.
But now she dances for the Lord. Hallelujah.
I changed partners. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's talk, before we get into your book, let's talk about your name, The Dancing Preacher.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because you have that title. Everybody knows you as the Dancing Preacher. Where did it come from?
In 2000 was my first dance conference. So that's almost, 19 years ago.
Okay.
And there was a lady watching me dance, and she said, dance is going to bring you to the pulpit, but when you open your mouth, it's going to keep you there.
Okay.
You are a dancing preacher. When you dance, I see God come alive. It's the word being made flesh. And that thing resonated with my soul, with my spirit. And from that day forward, I became the dancing preacher.
Wow. Wow. You have an event coming up, Dancing Preacher Conference.
Yes. Dancers from all over the world, from Africa, Bahamas, Jamaica, Bermuda, dancers from New York, dancers from D.C., dance ministries, because we need a place that we can go to and be authentic, to be prophetic. A lot of times in church, they have two fast songs, one slow song, sit down, because we're about to do the offering.
Yeah.
And there's no more tarrying. There's no more praying. There's no more travailing. So when we come together as worshipers, we don't stop the clock. We don't put Jesus in our time frame and say, this is the agenda. You abide by this. We allow God to have liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's where liberty takes place. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's when healing and the demonstration of signs, wonders, and miracles happens. The reason we don't see that now in church is because we don't allow the Lord to bring forth the ushering of his presence through worship. So we're going to worship.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Now, you know, I keep it 100. Okay?
100. Come all on. Right. Here we go. Here we
so
go.
So you don't discriminate based on form or profession.
No.
Okay. Now, let's say there's a stripper, because there was
we
a young
them.
Lady. You got one?
We got several.
You got
strippers.
Several strippers. Because yes. I would imagine that women who are stripping have a gift of dance as well, right?
In fact, I go to Magic City and stand outside the club. The last time I went to Magic City, there was a girl that took a bus. She took Greyhound there because she was doing an audition. I put the young lady back. I took her to my house, fed her, talked to her, brought her to my praise and worship rehearsal.
Wow.
And the next day sent her back home to New York. It's not a game.
That's remarkable. You know, I stopped going to strip clubs years ago.
Thank God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
And really, I was still going. But no, I'm just saying. I was still, it wasn't even exciting anymore. I was doing it because my homies were doing it, right?
Right.
It didn't appeal to me. I'd rather go back home with my lady, mm-hmm. right? Because all of it's just illusion and fantasy.
Right.
But behind the scenes is where the real darkness happens.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of brothers don't know, that they are fueling some of that darkness. Yeah.
Absolutely. And perpetuating a cycle of it. You know, we perpetuate it with the strip clubs, in our music, in our culture, and everything that we do. That's why, you know, one of the hottest songs is, you know, the trap song, Act Up, You Can Get Snatched Up. You know, that psyche
yeah.
of how women and men treat each other today is being fueled and is being undergirded. And we really should put not just a stop to it, but we have to teach and educate our young people on another way. I'm not saying that that has to stop completely, but there is another way.
Yeah. So let me just say something else, because I've talked about this on my show before. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So I preach at a lot of churches, and now this is pretty trendy in churches, even small churches. Mm-hmm. They have a praise and worship dance team.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not all the way saved.
Okay.
I'm good. You know what I mean?
I know.
You already know that.
Rashad, get ready to beat somebody down
yeah.
on air.
Yeah. So I'm you know, practicing. I think I'll make it into heaven
yes.
through the back door or something like that. But when I'm at a church, and I'm sure this has come up in a conversation with you before, when I'm at a church and the dancers are wearing really tight clothes, it makes it difficult for a brother to prepare for the Lord.
Yes, no, that's very true.
Come on now.
It's very true.
I'm sitting there. I'm trying to look as spiritual as I can.
Amen.
In the pulpit.
Well.
But everything is just, you know.
It's a distraction.
Yes. Now, am I wrong for that?
Not at all.
Okay.
And in fact, one of the things that we're going to teach at our conference is the appropriateness of attire
mm-hmm.
as it relates to worship inside the church. So the Bible gives us the colors to wear.
Mm.
It gives us the dimensions. It tells you what color appropriates with what scripture that appropriates with what song.
Wow.
So all of it is a science. It's not like you just put something on and you get up there. Any man, listen, when the woman danced before the king, John the Baptist was beheaded because the king said, because you dance, ask me whatever you want and I'll give it to you.
That's
right.
She
said, give me John the Baptist's head.
Yeah.
Listen, anytime we dance, it invokes the response from the king.
Come on, come on, come on.
Wow.
So we have to be very cautious of what we wear, how we move, and what we do. We're dancing for the audience of one. And anytime you're dancing to seek the attention of man, you're going to get it.
Wow. That's remarkable. All right. Now, I know people are going to inbox me and they're going to say, Rashad, you should be more spiritual than that. And, you know, I'm just not there yet.
They're not either, but it's okay.
They ain't either. Okay, let's talk about your remarkable book, and it's called Leading in a Man's World.
Leading in a Man's World, I'm super excited about that. I've been fortunate to work in several industries. Politics, of course, I ran for state senate, lost by 100 votes, running again in 2020. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to basically be in entertainment with the whole dance community, religion, because I'm a pastor, and then business with credit repair and teaching people financial literacy. And what I've learned about each industry is that men were leading the industries, but women were doing the work and making it happen. There's a saying that says, if you want something said, give it to a man, but if you want something done, give it to a woman.
Mm.
And so I got sick and tired of playing it small, being in political meetings, being community meetings, coming up with the ideas and giving it to a man to present it. And God has allowed me to be fortunate enough to be at the top of many of these spheres of influence. And so I said, you know what? Instead of taking the same amount of time that it took me to get to the top, what if I taught women what they can do to get there early without sleeping with the man, without compromising, without dumbing down, playing yourself small, or giving him the idea and making him think it was his idea? How could you be authentically you, come across as the leader that you are, and be successful? And that's what this book is about, Leading in a Man's World.
Remarkable. How can people get the book?
You can get the book by visiting me online, SabrinaMcKenzie.com, SabrinaMcKenzie.com, or LeadingInAManSWorld.com. Or join me. I'm having a book signing, Rashad. Rashad, you got to be there.
All right, when is the book signing?
The book signing is Friday at the Georgia International Convention Center at 6:30 p.m. is the red carpet.
Send me an email on that.
You got it.
All right, because you know I do CBS 46 at 6, so if I get there, it may be a little late.
Yes,
all right,
it's okay.
But shoot me the email because I would love to be there. Let's make that happen. I'm very proud of you.
Rashad, very proud of you. Thank you.
This, you are a spiritual woman, you are a beautiful woman, and you are a smart black woman. And what's unfortunate about how culture works in America is that those things become negatives inside of certain meetings. Okay? Your beauty becomes an impediment to your intellect because they're not looking at you as a brain anymore. And I get you, sister. I really do, and I appreciate that you have never stopped pushing the needle. Mm. And you're not only pushing it for you, you're pushing it for women who will follow you. And we appreciate that.
Love you.
Love you back. All right. Thank you. Make sure you get the book, Leading in a Man's World. What's the website again?
SabrinaMcKenzie.com, LeadingInAManSWorld.com.
All right. Now, on your website, is there information about the book signing on your website?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Actually, go under products and you'll see the book signing the information there.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Pastor.
I love you. I really, really do.
I love you back. Realest Man on Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.